This is WordPress Weekly, your source for the latest news, plugins, and interviews with influential leaders in the WordPress community. Here's your hosts, Jeff Chandler and Marcus Couch.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 190 of WordPress Weekly for Wednesday, April 29th, 2015. I'm your host, Jeff Chandler. Usually, I'd introduce my co-host, Marcus Couch, but as we learned last week, he's got an anniversary, and I think it's his birthday. He's got all kinds of great things going on today, so I gave him the day off. And, in fact, I've replaced him with three women. So I think I got the better end of the bargain here today. But we're going to have sort of an interesting show tonight. Usually we interview a guest, sometimes two guests at the same time. But tonight I figured we'd do something a little different, something I've been wanting to do, but I've been very hesitant on doing because of it's sort of a very sensitive topic, especially depending on who you're talking to, and that is the topic of women in WordPress, women in tech, women everywhere, I guess, in general, sort of how they're treated in today's world, especially, you know, in the technology sector. So with that said, one of the things, it's not so much a disclaimer, but sometimes I put my foot in my mouth. I like to say things to get a laugh, and I know this is a sensitive subject, so don't dox me. Don't try and get me fired. If I say something stupid here during the show, I don't mean anything by it. We'll try and keep it serious here for as long as we can, but that'll be very hard because all three of my guests tonight have a great sense of humor, and you'll probably find that out here real soon. But we're just going to have a casual conversation about this. There's no set agenda, no set direction on the topics. We have a few things we're going to talk about, and we're just going to see where it goes from there. So with that said, I want to introduce tonight's first guest. Her name is Carrie Dills. You may have heard of her on the Genesis Office Hours podcast. And Carrie, thanks a lot for spending some time today on the show.
Thank you, Jeff. Glad to be here. And it's no longer Jennifer Office Hours. I've rebranded as Office Hours FM.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. Because I guess you've actually given it its own site now. It's gotten that popular.
Oh, I mean, people are streaming in by the dozens.
I've listened to a few episodes. It's a great show. I highly recommend everybody go over there and check it out.
Appreciate that. Having fun.
Yes, and so our next guest tonight is Jennifer Bourne of Bourne Creative, who that's a web development agency for WordPress. Jennifer, thanks a lot for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And last but not least, Rebecca Gill of Web Savvy Marketing. That's also another web development firm that focuses on WordPress. Rebecca, thank you for being on the show tonight.
My pleasure.
So we know the topic at hand here, women in WordPress, and I just want to, all three of you have shown, you know, at least to me, seem to be pretty successful in your day jobs involved in WordPress, and I'll start with you, Carrie, and I'll go down the line here, but Carrie, sort of tell me, I guess, first of all, how you got involved with WordPress, and second, how have you been treated in the WordPress space since then, and sort of tell me, between then and now, have you encountered any experiences that you would consider, I don't know, sexist or getting into those, you know, being treated differently because you're a woman involved in technology?
Okay, that was a lot rolled into one question. To start with, I've been in the WordPress world maybe about 4 years. I come from a technology background, but I've only been in WordPress here recently. And I'm not a shy butterfly, if you will. So I've personally, I know that a lot of people have had some experiences that are very unfortunate. That's not my story, and it may just be partial personality or partial oblivion, to be honest. But yeah, so I feel like I've been treated very well and as an equal, and that's it for now.
And sort of talking about your personality, because I think some of that has a role to play in all of this as well. What would you describe your personality as? I would definitely say outgoing, energetic.
I'm not one to sit quietly in the corner, I guess would say. So I've never been afraid to assert myself if I felt like I had an opinion worth sharing. I don't think I'm overbearing, but or necessarily always the loud one, but I'm also not, I don't shy away from a conversation if I feel like there's something I can add to it.
And Jennifer, you are with Born Creative, you have an agency. Have you, you know, in your time involved with WordPress, have you come across any experiences personal that would be involved with this issue of the women in WordPress? Have you been treated differently because of that?
I think that the reason why a lot of women in WordPress like it so much is because this community tends to be really inclusive. I've had bad experiences outside of WordPress, but in the WordPress community, people have been really supportive. And to be totally honest, if I'm going to get ahead just because I'm a woman, I'll totally take that too. I'll use it. I have no shame there. If it's going to get my foot in the door somewhere because somebody feels like they need to play that card or get more women or whatever, I'll use that for my brand or, you know, whatever. I have no qualms there. But this community, different than any other place that I've been, is I just think more open to hearing and learning and experiencing what other people have to say.
And have you, we sort of talked about this off air a little bit, and I thought it was sort of an interesting sidetrack to this, but have you had any bad experiences via clients? You take on a lot of clients for your agency. Have you had any negative connotations with, you know, you being a woman, you're involved with conversations with a lot of clients? Have, obviously there are bad clients out there, but what sort of experiences have you had on that perspective?
You know, I think there are good clients and there are bad clients. There are just bad clients. I mean, they, you don't want there to be, but there are. And some people are just more comfortable talking to a guy when it comes to tech. And I'm okay with that, too. If you're going to pay us, whatever. But at the same time, we've had people call and they inquire and they're asking about a site. And I tell them, you know, I can answer their questions. And they said, well, we'd really rather talk to Brian. I said, well, guess what? He's really not going to talk to you. So if you want that question answered,
is that when you brought in the extra line item plus 50% for being an asshole?
Well, and some of that, though, it's I can there are a few instances I know 100% for a fact it was because I was a woman and they wanted to talk to a guy about technology, which they didn't end up being a client. Other ones, we have... You know, I think you choose how you want to take it. Like, I could assume every instance like that is because they'd rather talk to a guy and I'm a girl. I could assume that and say it's just because I'm a woman. But some people, it's because on our website, I'm a designer and Brian's the developer. So they call and they want to talk about code. They assume that they need to talk to Brian and they don't need to talk to me. So there are, I think everybody's story and background and experiences are a little bit different. And it's easy to play the gender card. It's easy to say, you didn't want to talk to me because I'm a woman, not because I'm a designer, or because on my website, Brian's portrayed as being way more technical, and he is. So there are a lot of different things that I think you have to take into account in those kind of experiences. And then some people are just a-holes, so there's that too.
Yeah, there's always the a-holes. What, now... Now, between Rebecca, Jennifer, and Carrie, all three of you have one thing in common. Well, you have many things in common, but one distinct thing in common when it comes to WordPress, and that is you all make part of your living, or most of your living, and your mainstay is in the Genesis WordPress community, and Genesis being the by Studio Press, the Genesis framework, where it sort of has become a cottage industry. No, it's a community within the WordPress community, I've noticed. And Rebecca, can you put your finger on it why maybe it seems like women in that sort of community within the community in the Genesis WordPress space seem to be having a good time and don't experience really too many issues? Is there something different with the Genesis WordPress community than the normal WordPress community, or is it just, I don't know, what is it?
I don't I don't think the Genesis community is any stronger or any more welcoming for women than WordPress is. I think, like Jennifer and Carrie both said, that, you know, I've never encountered any issues in WordPress. The last time I had anybody, you know, even treat me like a woman and as if that's a problem was my early 20s, right? I mean, that was the last, it was the first time and the last time it ever happened, and I took control of the situation, and the guy walked away realizing that he was the a-hole. But I don't think Genesis is it, and I think that with the activity of Rainmaker, Genesis is getting less and less predominant, you know, with people coming to us. People are coming to us, and we're selling WordPress and telling them we use Genesis, and that's just part of the build. So it's for us, it has much less focus currently than it has in the past. And honestly, I don't think gender even falls into that, my opinion, at least. You know, I think it's the WordPress community as a whole, and the nature of open source and the view of our community to do good and help each other. And I think that that just works, you know, for us as women, because it's, you know, we're not competing. And we're blessed for that, because there's so much business in WordPress right now. It isn't cutthroat. We're not competing. I can say, Jen Bourne is my friend. I'm not a good fit for you, but go see her because I know she'll do a good job for you. I just sent someone to Carrie yesterday to go buy one of her themes. Her real estate theme. I mean, that's, you know, we're blessed because of that, and I think that that helps.
See, I think, though, I would say when I first got involved in WordPress, Brian went to WordCamps, and Brian did all the WordPress-related stuff, and I kind of stayed out of it because I didn't really feel like it was my place. I got the feeling initially like it was more for developers, and if you weren't a developer, you probably didn't belong. And so I stayed out of it for a long time, and it wasn't until I went to my first WordCamp, which was WordCamp San Francisco, that I really experienced what the community was like more in a whole, and I started to dip my toe into things more in the Genesis community first, because there are more women, it was smaller, it was more supportive, I thought. Because it was smaller at the time. This was, you know, several years ago. A lot has changed since then. I don't know if it would be the same now. But back then, it was smaller. There were more women. It was easier to get involved and start making connections with people. It was easier to start conversations on Twitter. It was easier to do those things than I thought in the giant WordPress community as a whole, which at the time I thought really only favored developers.
But how do you view it, though?
Well, I think over the last several years, especially the last, like, 2 years, things have grown and changed drastically. Mm-hmm. We don't even really – I mean, we talk about Genesis on our blog here and there, but we don't talk about it on our services page. We don't talk about it on our website or lead with it. It's a tool that we use when we're building custom sites. But most of our clients, they don't even know what it is. They have no idea
where
that is, nor do they care when they come to us.
Yep, we're the same way.
So I think from just a comfort perspective, that was the place I chose to dip my foot in the water, get involved in the community, and see what it was like. And then once I started building those relationships, it just started to spiral. I think that, you know, Matt Mullenweg at the last WordCamp San Francisco, when he had said, everybody who organizes a meetup or a WordCamp, you know, stand up. It's like finally people are starting to get some acknowledgement that aren't core developers that still volunteer and give a lot of their time. And a lot of the people that stood up that organize WordCamps and that organize meetups are women, and there's more of them. I mean, technology is dominated by men anyway, so just naturally you're going to have more men than women, and saying it has to be 50-50 is stupid. But that in and of itself is showing that WordPress is slowly starting to acknowledge a lot more contributions in design and in organizing and planning and, you know, all of these other things, which I think are more soft skills, that there are a lot more women getting involved in those ways.
Well said. You know, and I think it was WordCamp Europe when Matt was on stage and he was speaking, and a topic had something to do with women, or he had mentioned a woman's name, and a gentleman in the someone in the audience did a big, real loud whistle because it was it had something to do with women. Terrible. And Matt said, "Hey, you know," he gave him a reality check. He said, "Hey, you know, that's not right. What are you doing?" And I think he got a round of applause for that. And then there was some fallout after that with some posts. But is that if you were on stage and some people, if you're at a work camp? No, you've been to WordCamps. I think you've spoken at a few of them, Jennifer. But have you had people whistle at you when you go on stage or say, "Hey, look, howdy," you know, or something like that?
It was me. I'm sorry. Everything.
Maybe from other women like Carrie and Rebecca. They might hoot and holler if I'm on stage. I think people know better than that in this community, and I think they know if they do that, people are going to slap their hand, right?
I think they do, too.
So, at a word camp, from men, I've never had that experience. But I've been at non-WordPress-related events or marketing or entrepreneurial business events. That's a completely different story, and the inappropriateness is ridiculous. Wow. But at word camps and things like that, I've never had that.
So
part of it maybe too. I travel to WordPress stuff with Brian, so I doubt people are going to be hooting and hollering and hitting on me when my husband's there.
Yeah, but
I go to other stuff by myself, and that's different.
Carrie and I travel by ourselves, and I have never had a problem with that. I mean, I would speak probably for both me and Carrie, saying that the gentlemen treat us like one of the guys, and not like some prima donna girl that needs to be, you know, given special handling. I mean, trust me, nobody filters stuff around me, nor should they.
Yeah, I could only imagine the slap on the back of my head if I treated Carrie Dills like a prima donna. I don't want to go down that road.
I mean, you can go get me a drink. Don't get mad. But however.
Well, I have to be totally honest. I would say at the word camps and different things that I've been to, at the after parties, you know, when at other after parties, I swear the women are way more inappropriate than
that's interesting.
Than the men.
And it was probably mostly me.
So I but I also think that there is a big difference than, I mean, you have on this podcast three really strong, independent women who have no problem speaking their mind, mm-hmm. who, you know, have opinions, you know, don't mind sharing them, will speak up in a conversation. If somebody says something that they're pissed about, they'll say, you know, what the heck? You know, they'll say, they'll call them on it and have no problem with that. And they'll joke back and forth. I'll say, you know, just as inappropriate things as anybody else. But it's important to remember that not everyone is like that. I would say it's not even just women. There are a lot of, there are men too that are shy, that hold back, that are really uncomfortable with the joking and the, you know, the frankness of some people. And there are women that they're really hesitant to step into that because they maybe haven't quite built up their confidence yet, or they're not quite comfortable just jumping in and joking around because they haven't built rapport with people yet. When you go to a lot of WordCamps and events and meetups, you start to meet people over and over, and you start to build these relationships where people are way more like friends than a business colleague. So when you get like that, the conversation and things are just different. And it's important to remember not everybody has that yet. And I think you have to remember to be cognizant of that maybe not everybody around you has that comfort level with the people that you're talking to.
I'm glad you brought that up, because when I asked on Twitter, is there any topics anybody would like us to talk about tonight? And one of them was the topic on invisible women, those who are there but are not identifying themselves by gender, you know, talking about the inclusion issue. But based on you three have already said, WordPress seems to be a very inclusion type of community.
I truly do not believe the invisible women, because there are so many men in WordPress. If you are at a conference and you are a WordPress conference and you are at a woman, you are a woman, you stand out, you are more memorable. If you come to my website and you are comparing my website versus 10 other men's websites, which is probably what's going to happen because of the ratio of women, you remember my website and my marketing much more than you would the men because I stand out. So, you know, from that perspective, I never feel invisible. I feel like my gender helps me both at a conference and on the internet and working directly with prospects because it's much easier for them to remember you versus, you know, 10 other men they're going to talk to.
Yeah, and based on my personal experience by being around you three, Jennifer, I'm not sure if we've personally met at a WordCamp yet. Well, it's probably WordCamp San Francisco, maybe, because I was at that same
My house. Very first WordCamp.
Yes, and but from what I've seen at WordCamp after parties, especially around Rebecca and Carrie, you two could take care of yourselves, but the men in the WordPress community seem to have no problem stepping in when they see something inappropriate going on that involves you two. And it seems like, from what I've seen, we really take care of our own. We have no problem saying stepping up and say, hey, that's you shouldn't be doing that, even if it's another member of the community. We seem to be really good at watching over each other's backs to the point where we don't need a WordCamp safety officer.
Really, it goes back to respect, and I think that goes both ways. I mean, it's you know, obviously if we're out at a after party and you know some guy's being a jerk to Rebecca or whatever, Rebecca can handle herself. But it is nice to know that there are gentlemen around who will step in. But I would like to think the reverse is true, that if there was harassment going on the other side or some uncomfortable situation that to one of our male colleagues that we would be happy to step in and that's doing what friends do. Yes. And really at that point, it doesn't have too much to do with gender other than just being friends and wanting to, you know, have other people treat our friends with respect.
Now, go ahead, Jennifer.
Well, I was going to say, I think that there's a little bit of a difference, though, in there are a lot of people, especially women, if it's your first time to a WordCamp, it's your first time to an event, and you don't know people yet, you haven't made those connections, you don't have the rapport, and you see people all joking around, and everybody seems like friends, and you're hesitant to step in, and you're hesitant to join that conversation, you know, there's some insecurities there going, well, you know, what are they going to think if I just walk up? And they think, well, who am I to join that conversation? Like, I'm nobody. I feel like that still sometimes when I see people talking. Like, Pippin Forever, I was like, I totally want to meet him. But I was too chicken shit to, like, go up and say hi. I was like, what? He's going to be like, who are you and why are you even talking to me? But then I met him, and he's a totally nice guy, and I had no reason to think that, but it was my own insecurities getting in the way. And I think that that's true for a lot of people, especially at those events, that they're nervous to go up and join a conversation, or they kind of sit on that wall. Like in a junior high school dance, when you're like, I don't want to get out and dance. What are people going to think? What if I can't dance? What if I look stupid? And so you sit on the wall, and then you leave, and you're like, that wasn't very fun. I wish I'd gone out there. And it puts a little bit of a downer on things. So I would like to say for people who do have a lot of friends at events, because WordCamps for us now are at the point where it's more like going and hanging out with, you know, extended family and friends that we don't ever get to see.
Yeah, they're like
but to make a point that
I always call them family reunions that I want to go to.
Yeah. So I think, you know, if you see someone on the sidelines, though, or someone who's not in a conversation or somebody who's walking around by themselves or, you know, who are off to the side, maybe they're not in a conversation or something like that, that I think the community as a whole could put a little bit more effort into going out and reaching out to them and introducing yourself and seeing, you know, who they'd like to meet or what they're there for or what they're, you know, trying to get out of that event and see if you can help them make that happen. I think I should do that more. I'm guilty of, you know, just hanging out and chatting with my friends as much as, you know, the next person.
I will say Carrie Bills is excellent at that. We should all be Carrie. Because if you go to a conference and you see Carrie there, she is going out of her way to introduce herself to people she does not know. And I wish I was like that because she is very welcoming. We all need to be Carrie.
Well, thank you. But go that's care. Because I was a huge nerd in junior high and I'm just trying to take those people under my wings that were me when I was in junior high. But seriously, it's such a, you know, I think as people who are comfortable in the WordPress community, and Jeff, I know, sorry, this is not even gender related, it's just humans, but when we see people that look like outsiders, pull them in, because that's what each of us were our first time stepping into a community event or even coming onto Twitter or, you know, whether it was online community or in-person community. I remember the people that have done that for me, so I think that's a great thing to do for others.
And by the way, since I have you on the air, I want to say thanks for creating that awesome WordCamp bootcamp guide to WordCamps. That was filled with some great information for first time WordCampers.
I did it just for the Google juice.
I was hoping you said you did it for the tavern juice because I wrote about it. I linked to it. But So what I've been trying to do lately is even with the amount of people I know in the WordPress community, I'll go to a WordCamp event in a city I've never been to before. I won't know over half the attendees, and I have a really difficult time just walking up to somebody and say, hey, who are you? You know, this is who I am. Who are you? Instead, I usually hang out with the cliques, the people I know, because that's where I'm comfortable, and that's where I hang out with. But I've been trying to get out of that shell. It's really difficult, and something I've been trying to do is when we go to these WordCamp events and these cliques sometimes go out and they have their meals and their dinners, sometimes I notice whether they're individuals or a group, they'll be hanging around and say, hey, you want to join us for dinner? You know, check it out, man. We got some great people here that you want to join us? You know, just giving them an open invitation. And that I've heard from a lot of people, especially, I don't know if it was Pressnomics or one of the last WordCamps I went to, where I said, hey, we're all going here on Twitter. All is welcome. And I had so many people say, that was an awesome idea. I'm glad you did that because I had no plans for tonight, and I had a really great time.
I would just say that sometimes if I'm feeling a lack of confidence, I overcompensate with bravado. And that if you are in an event and you feel somewhere or you feel completely unconfident, pretend like you're the badass and go up and introduce yourself to somebody. I'm serious, because it's by asserting yourself when you don't feel that confidence, I'm telling you, you'll meet somebody else who is glad that you were willing to go out on a limb and reach out.
Well, yeah, because you know other people are thinking the same thing.
Really?
They're wishing someone would come up and talk to them. They're thinking, oh my God, thank you for coming up and saying hello. So yeah, there's that.
So one of the things I wanted to talk about is I've heard stories from a couple of different women. Some who are married, some their spouses were right there, maybe not sitting next to them, but they're at a bar, they're at a work camp, at an after party, and they're being hit on by a male who is clearly intoxicated. The male may even have a ring on. And we talked about this at length several months ago. This topic came up. And I was, after reading the stories and the comments, it appeared as though this gentleman who was inappropriate at some of these work camps had a known reputation amongst those who knew who this gentleman was. And I've always thought that, you know, I think it's time that we start calling these people out and set them straight. But then there's the argument against that, well, the defamation of character, or whose place is it to shine the light on this. But, you know, these are the bad ducklings in the WordPress community. And if they're getting away with this over and over again, at some point, I would imagine we gotta put a stop to this and publicly shame them or do something to warn everybody else. I'll start with Rebecca. What do you think about that? Sort of calling out the bad people in the community, or is that just not kosher?
Oh, I am never a fan of calling someone out publicly, whether it's a developer who didn't finish their job and just was a scammer, or it's that type of situation. I just don't think it's beneficial. However, I do think that in that situation, it would be good for somebody who is a well-respected member of the community or close to that person to take them aside and say, you know what, you may not realize this is how it's coming across, or maybe you do, I don't know, but it's completely inappropriate. You need to tone it down. You know, the one-on-one I think is far more beneficial than calling them out in the community, because I just think that that just spurs so much negative and it spirals and it can be taken and misconstrued, and you know, it's just, and it could have rippling effects. I mean, if this person's married and they're drunk and they're not realizing as much the idiot that they're being, and their wife hears it. I mean, there's just so many things that could happen from it. So I'm not an advocate of it. However, I think that you can address it in a quieter and much more direct manner. And it can provide benefit. Although I gotta admit, I've never been hit on at work camps. So maybe I'm just hanging with the wrong people.
Are you happy or disappointed with that fact?
I think I might be a little bit disappointed.
Oh, wait, geez. Rebecca, I've hit on you at a word camp.
Carrie, that's why I asked you to room with me in Vegas, you know.
The only time I've had people talk inappropriately about body parts of mine, it's been Carrie.
Wait, you just publicly shamed me, and Rebecca just talked about how that has not been official.
Well, there you go. See, I told you
we're welcoming those comments.
But there's a difference there. We're saying those words with love. I mean, Carrie, I tell people that you're a very good roommate, and if should they have the opportunity to room with you at a word camp or a Cabo Press, that they need to take that opportunity. Of course, I'm first in line.
You know, Rebecca, while I love referrals, that's probably not the referral I want. But thank you.
Go ahead.
I was just going to echo Rebecca's comments or her earlier comments about outing people. When I feel angry, I'm not going to lie. I want to publicly shame. That's my go-to human nature. But in stepping back, that is not beneficial to anybody. And even scripturally, it talks about, not to bring the Bible into this conversation, but it talks about if you got an issue with somebody, go to them one-on-one. If that doesn't work, take a buddy. If that doesn't work, take them in front of your smaller community. And finally, if they're still just not hearing it, well, then, you know, let the people know that that's a bad egg. But yeah, that being your public shaming being your first route of defense is ultimately harmful to everyone. Like you said, I'm guilty of poor moments of judgment, and I would hate to be the recipient of someone else's quick judgment.
You know, though, it's interesting. The majority of this only happens when there's booze involved. It only happens when there's drinking and when someone takes it too far. So I think, you know, there's a bigger issue here that when these things are happening, that WordCamp does feel like an extended family reunion. It does feel like you're hanging out with friends all day. There is a more casual, lax atmosphere, but people tend to, I think, sometimes forget it is still business. Even at the after party, even at the after party, these are still business colleagues. These are still people that may decide whether or not they want to partner with you on something, or whether they should refer someone to you, or whether you should be invited to be a part of some other, you know, event or mastermind or whatever it might be. These are people who are going to make decisions about how you're acting, and I think people kind of forget that it is still business.
You make a great point. That was brought up where, like you said, usually when these issues occur, there's alcohol involved, somebody's intoxicated, doing things, saying things, acting in ways that are totally inappropriate. And so there is sort of a movement out there. Maybe we should ban booze fests or booze parties at word camps. But I'm totally not in favor of that, because really what this all comes down to is personal responsibility.
Exactly, yes.
Knowing where you're at, knowing the situation, knowing where you're at, knowing how you should be acting, and realizing that this is still business. It's not just a booze fest where you can get away with doing anything you want. It's not, you know, OK Cupid Live, where you get to hit on everybody you think is cute in the WordPress community. That just doesn't work. It comes down to personal responsibility, and that's really all there is to it. I mean, that's how you solve this, by mm-hmm. having people act the way they're to be responsible, the way they're supposed to be.
Amen.
So, yes. All right.
And for the record, is OKCupid Live something that only happens in Ohio, or is that nationally syndicated?
Well, I don't know. It's the first thing that came to my head. So,
Jeff, I'm making you a t-shirt.
It's like, it's my own private.
That's what happens during the after show of WordPress Weekly, OK Cupid Live. But you know, it's just between us three, us four.
It's like, it's my private dating site.
I'm getting that .fm domain right now.
So one of the issues, you know, I feel like, and I've brought three great women on involved in tech and WordPress community on the show to talk about this issue, because I as a male, I don't feel like I've really stayed out of, like, on Twitter. I have things that I want to say, but I bite my tongue because I'm a male, and I feel like it's a very touchy topic. There are a lot of things that go on with the whole women in tech issue, and I just feel like as a male, just by default, makes anything I say irrelevant. Now, I've had a couple of people on Twitter say, well, you shouldn't feel that way. You should speak your mind and be part of the conversation. But it's just to me, I don't feel like, how can a male talk about women in tech? I mean, that doesn't seem right, but you know, that's just how I feel on the surface.
I think you have every right to talk about it. I think that it's not just women, and I think that there are, and I'm going to get chastised for this, but I think there are some women who talk way too much about women in tech, and they should stop talking as much about it and start doing more. You know, be the ones that go organize something or speak or get out there and teach women, you know, young girls how to code. I mean, talk less about it and start doing more. But that's my opinion. And I think that everybody has a voice in that, whether they're females or males.
Agreed.
I think that there are women that have had legitimate issues, that they have been harassed, they have felt uncomfortable. So I don't want to diminish any of those kinds of experiences just because I haven't had them in the WordPress community. But I also think there are people that like to carry that torch just because they really like to carry that torch. Especially on Twitter and things where they are, you know, really quick to blast people for mm-hmm. not having enough women speakers, or not having enough women contributors, or not having enough women here. And it's really easy to take that torch and to blast, you know, people for that and to demand more women, more women, more women. But at the same time, let's take a step back here and let's say, women, let's step up and be more a part of things. You know, like, Topher with HeroPress got raked over the coals for not having enough women, but what people don't realize before they jump in and, you know, start bashing is that he reached out to a lot of women. They either didn't respond or didn't want to do it or didn't have time or turned him down. You know, when people are getting on organizers' cases about not having enough women speaking, you know, they may also look at that and say, we did not get as many women speakers apply. You know, there are a lot. I mean, one, there are always going to be more men simply because there are. That's just the fact of life, especially in this industry. But at the same time, we as women, if you don't like the ratio you're seeing or you don't like what's happening, then you need to reach out and say, you know, I'm going to apply to speak at this event. You know, I'm going to show up to my meetup and I'm going to see if I can speak at a meetup or do a lightning talk at a meetup or, you know, help out there. I'm going to help out at a WordCamp, or I'm going to volunteer, or I'm going to get involved in, you know, an online event or whatever it might be. You know, we have a duty as women as well to step up and make sure that we are included, not just stand back and blast people for the outside perception of there's not enough women, there's not enough women, you only chose men. If women don't apply and they don't say yes and they don't take up these opportunities, that's not a dude's fault.
I think if you look at all three of us, none of us are having trouble getting appearances at WordCamps and speaking at WordCamps or going on podcasts. So it's not like we're getting left out. We just have made ourselves available. And I'm not out trolling for these gigs either. We just have made ourselves available and said yes when the opportunities came up.
And on what Jennifer said, as a WordCamp, if I'm organizing a WordCamp, I think it's cool to sort of get the organizers to look for more women or to be more to outreach, maybe to look for more women, or of even we can even get into the racial factor if we wanted to, but I don't want to. But to include more diversity at WordCamps. However, we have to do it in such a way. We have to create the environment to get people to do it on their own, to step up on their own. You can't have organizers saying, "Hey, you're this color, you're a female, would you like to speak at my WordCamp? That would be awesome if you could, because it fills out my quota and, you know, it increases this ratio that we're all talking about." That is completely the wrong way to go about it, and it probably makes the person feel like crap if they find out that they're just being selected because you're not interested in what they have to say. It's just done this in the bigger grand scheme of things. They're just trying to make the quota look good. I mean, that's crap. It shouldn't be that way. So,
well, and it's not good for attendees either.
Right. So what all comes down to me is just working on creating that environment, being nice, being inclusive, saying, "Hey, if you're really interested in this, no one's going to stop you." And everybody should just be motivational of each other and say, go for it, ask. You know, chances are you're going to get accepted, no problem, instead of having people start hand-picking, plucking people into their, you know, WordCamp events or whatever they got going on just because of the whole quota thing. It's crazy.
We agree.
Man, amen, you know. I thought that would have been another amen. Yeah, that would have been another amen moment.
There. Hallelujah!
And this another thing I wanted to ask you three is, as a male, and this kind of women in WordPress is kind of just a, more of a societal thing with me, is I've gotten to the point now where it seems as though calling a woman beautiful is, I'm afraid to do that now. I'm afraid to tell a woman she's beautiful, even if it's a completely heartfelt comment on looks. And this is, know them or I'm friends, you know, just as a compliment. It seems all too often that women now seem to take it as I don't want to say all women, but it seems like a lot of women take the comment as "you're beautiful" as, "Oh my God, you're sexually harassing me," and they're on the phone calling the police because something's going to happen now because you think they're beautiful. And it's gotten
okay, let me
now,
give you
right?
an opinion.
Okay, go ahead. I want to hear what you think about that.
So part of it is contextual. How well do I know you?
Okay.
If you're some random sitting in the back of the room and your jaw's hanging on the floor and you're like, "Sterling, yes, you're beautiful," that's creepy.
Yeah. Okay, I agree. That is creepy.
If you're and I've gotten, I haven't gotten that one in person, but I've gotten this one, a podcast. It's a video podcast. I've had people email me on my appearance and say, "You look better when you're not wearing a hat," or whatever it is. And I just sort of want to email, and I'm going to censor myself since there's not a 30-second delay here. But, well, you can go yourself because I didn't ask you and I don't care. So that's the one side of the coin. So that's creepy. The unsolicited, "I don't even know you, you're just a random stranger" feedback. Now, someone, you know what, if Brian, Jennifer's husband, who I've seen many times, interacted with many times, now it might be weird if he called me beautiful, because that's kind of a strong word, but if he said, if we were all going out, "Hey, you look really nice, thanks," that wouldn't, there's tone, there's context, that wouldn't be, no.
Well, there's timing. Like, if it's the first time you've seen somebody in a while, or you just got to an event and you walk up to someone and you're like, "Wow, you look great," or something like that, like you just see each other, that's different. Now, if it's like the middle of the day, like they've been looking at you all day across the room, or like you're like, we've talked to each other like 5 times already today, and you're just telling me this? This is a little weird. That's kind of different. Yeah. I have no problems.
Yes, I don't think you should ever be afraid to say that you know the person and you honestly mean it. And for the record, I teach my son to open up doors. Because I think that's important too.
I've told when a guy looks really sharp and I can tell he's made an effort to go out of his way and look sharp, I'll say, "You look really handsome." And it's not, there's nothing, there's nothing behind it. It's almost more like I feel like it's a mother telling her kid, "You watch behind your ears." But it's So I don't know. I think people can read intent, and you can deliver yes. that in a way that's creepy or not creepy. But if you ever feel creepy, then you might be creepy.
Okay.
But not
well, and you're never gonna make everybody happy. There's always gonna be people that are gonna be irritated at everything.
Well, hey, I can't get in trouble if I don't say it. That's what, so there you go. So, but Rebecca, you said something interesting. You teach your son to open doors because that's like the polite thing to do. And I've seen it with a lot of women these days. It's a generational thing, I think, where maybe I open a door for a woman and she looks at me and says, "What, you think I can't do that on my own?"
That drives me crazy.
I've seen
rude.
A lot of them, and it's more and more that I've seen that.
I teach my son to open the door for women, and I teach my daughter to say thank you when someone opens the door for her. It is a polite gesture. I appreciate it, and it's not the fact that I feel like that I'm weak and I can't open the door myself. It is someone being respectful to me, and I value that, and I appreciate it.
Well, and those are the women that are carrying the torch, that are taking it too far. There's a difference between standing up for yourself as a woman and female empowerment and all of that, and being kind of an ass about, "I'm a woman, damn it, I can do everything, get off my back, like I'm just as good as you." Like, they're two different attitudes. And there are some people that it doesn't matter how nice you are, they are going to make everything sound shitty or look shitty. That's just how it is.
And if you look for offense, you will find offense.
Yeah, we just avoid those people.
So great. So the thing I learned tonight is if I'm gonna call someone beautiful, whether it's my dog or it's a woman or a human being or whatever, you know, this is a beautiful wooden table. You know, I have to use context. So it's all about the context. Yes, and do not drool and pick up the jaw off the floor. You know, that'd be really creepy if someone had their jaw on the floor and they were drooling. They said, "I look beautiful." And it was, yeah, you know, that would be something else. So let's see. I think we've covered a lot of ground here. I think, you know, there's societal issues. One thing that's interesting about all this is I've written about WordPress now in my career for 7-8 years, and I feel like I'm grown up with it. You know, I'm going into my 30s now, and there's a lot of things going on with the code. But it seems like the code thing is still going on and it's there, but we've reached a point where there's all these other human elements now outside of the code that we have to deal with as well, you know, with the treating each other with respect, including and encouraging diversity and creating this environment where all should feel welcomed. And it's been quite a thing to behold, and it's awesome to see people like Jen Milo and Matt Mulloway come. So I think seeing Matt Mulloway as the head of the WordPress project come out and be open for these initiatives and trying to, you know, within Automattic, include more diversity and hire women. I think that's really, he's been the ultimate role model for everyone else here in the WordPress community, and we've all sort of taken the torch. That's a good torch, by the way, to pick up on and sort of encourage that sort of behavior across the entire community, and I think it's working.
Leadership comes from the top down.
That is true.
I was thinking of another way to phrase that, but that was a nicer way to say it. I was thinking about things that roll downhill.
Awesome. So we've covered a lot of ground here, and before we wrap it up here, I know you three are busy and have other things to tend to in your lives, but before we wrap it up here, I'll go down the line here. Carrie, is there any other issue or thing you would like to talk about on the whole women in tech topic, or any advice you can give to women out there who may be listening to the show who may be in that position of being quiet and not ready to make that leap to sort of be a speaker or to be known, make themselves known in the WordPress community?
I think go for it. Like, I know it's uncomfortable to everyone at first, but, you know, put your brave pants on and just send in an application. So I run a local meetup. I'm always looking for people to come and speak. I wish people would volunteer to speak so that I didn't have to go trolling and try to find people to come speak. But and that goes for men and women alike. But, you know, be brave and put yourself out there, and I I think you'll find more than you thought you would, in a good way.
Do they sell Brave Pants at Kmart?
I buy mine online. I don't get out in public.
Okay. Awesome. Jennifer, same question to you. Any advice and anything you'd like to let people know about before we wrap it up here?
I would just say, you know, to be careful not to ever just assume that maybe you didn't get something isn't going your way just because you're a woman, because everybody has different experiences, and it may be the way that you're perceiving it at first, but it may not be the intention behind that action. So if there was something that bothered you, you know, don't hesitate to reach out. And like Carrie said, you know, get involved and take that first step. That it is scary, but we co-organized the Sacramento WordPress meetup too, and getting speakers is so hard. If you just said, hey, I'd like to speak, we would say, yes, please, please, please come. So, you know, getting out there and being visible, people can't give you opportunities if they don't know you or they don't know you that you exist yet. So getting out there and being a part of it is the biggest one. And then just one good tip, if you are a little bit nervous about networking or talking to people or introducing yourself to people at a WordCamp, if you apply to speak and you get accepted, email the organizers and ask them if you could go first. Ask them if you can go in one of the very first slots on the first day. What happens if you do a great job with your presentation is that after that, the rest of the weekend, all the people in the audience saw you. They know who you are because they saw you speak. They're going to come up and introduce themselves to you as the speaker or to ask you more questions on that topic, and you're going to position yourself in a way that other people are going to seek you out instead of you having to seek them out, and it will alleviate a lot of the networking stress. So if that is something that is stressful for you, apply to speak and ask to go first, because it gets you in front of everybody and it gets everybody else to come to you.
That is an awesome tip. And not only that, going first, but then you get to sit back and enjoy the rest of the weekend. You don't have to
yes!
think about, you know, being next or anything else. So that's excellent tip.
Advice.
And I'll extend, Rebecca, I'll save the best for last.
Thank you. My comment would be, if you are a female in the WordPress community and you feel like it's a boys club and you're very intimidated, take a deep breath and jump in, and you will be surprised at how welcoming everyone is, and you will be surprised at the fact that it doesn't exist. It isn't an all-boys club. If you're going to an event or you want to feel more comfortable on Twitter, reach out to one of us three women, because we would all embrace you. If we're at an event, mm-hmm. we'll be happy to walk around and introduce you to people. We're happy to do it. The men are happy to do it. People are really, truly happy to do it because they want to build the community and strengthen the community, and that means getting all of you involved.
I will go back and just put a little asterisk on all that, because I know we're obviously coming from a position or just a different perspective maybe than some people's experience. But, you know, if you do feel like you're being put in an awkward situation or something feels uncomfortable, you know, then get out of it. And the other thing you can do is ask a trusted friend, like run the scenario by him and say, hey, what do you think about this? And figure out or just try to find out, like if the offense was legitimate or if you're maybe being sensitive. Because I mean, just like all of you have said earlier, I don't mean to downplay it all, because sometimes situations do occur. And that's not to say just write it out and be one of the guys, because that's not the message at all. Mm-hmm. You know, if it feels wrong, then it could be wrong. But always rope in someone else's opinion to bounce yours off of. Peace.
You know, one of the things I've heard Chris Lemma say, and he wrote about this, and it's like on point. It's the best way I've found to describe the WordPress community. And the name of his post was Approachable WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great point, because he says, no matter. And I've experienced this myself, even with Matt Mullewake. You would think he'd have 10 bodyguards around him. At least I did when I first met him at WordCamp Dallas so many years ago. But he was there out in the open, and I could walk right up to him and ask him anything I wanted to. It was really cool. And the same goes for anybody. You know, the who's who or who you might think is a rock star or put on some pedestal in the WordPress community. And a moment's notice, they'll usually stop what they're doing, say hi, and generally be interested in what you have to say. And that's just one of the really cool aspects of the WordPress community. It's approachable WordPress. I just love that.
Well, and people want to help. So if you just ask, they're more than happy to jump in. Like, I've been in situations where I've gone to events with, you know, without Brian, where I didn't really know many people, and I'll walk up and say, okay, you know everybody. Introduce me to some cool people because I know no one. And they're so happy to be the connector or to help you out that, you know, just ask someone or connect on Twitter before the event and say, hey, I noticed you're going to be there too. I don't really know anybody yet. You know, can you do you mind if, you know, we hook up and maybe you can introduce me to some people or, you know, things like that. And people are usually more than happy to be that helpful person for you and to introduce them to all the great folk that they know.
Excellent. Well said. So we're going to, I got to give some of my peeps the news of the week, and I know you ladies have to go, so I'll start with Carrie. Give us the deets on how we can follow you. Follow you as in be a fan and read your work, not stalk you. You know, that kind of follow.
You can find me at jenniferofficehours.com. Now it redirects.
I'm buying that.
Redirects to Office Hours FM or on Twitter at CBiz.
And if somebody wants to listen to your show live, when does it air?
Every Thursday, 2 p.m. Eastern.
Excellent. Awesome. And can you give us some tidbits? Give us a teaser for your next episode.
Oh, well, you know what? My next episode, I usually, the tagline of my show is putting WordPress to work for you, and I've had a lot of great guests from within the WordPress community, but this week I've got two clients on. So if you ever want to know what's in the mind of just normal humans that aren't developers or designers and the people you're targeting to sell your business to, you'll want to tune in and hear what they think.
That's an excellent idea. Excellent idea for guests. I'm going to tune into that one. I'll be there so I don't be square. And Jennifer, how can we follow you around, and what are you up to these days?
You can find me on borncreative.com. On Twitter, I'm at Jennifer Born at all the things except Pinterest. I think I had to get something different. Jen Born. Or no, Instagram? I don't know. I just signed up for Instagram because my daughter's on it. Now I'm trying to figure this all out. But I'm at Jennifer Born on Twitter, on wherever, you know, all of those things. And what I've got coming up, I don't know. We're going to a couple events, but my next WordCamp will be WordCamp Orange County, so I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome. I will see you there. I will be there.
Perfect. Say hello. Introduce me to some cool peeps.
I will. First of all, I will introduce myself, so that's one cool peep. and then Marcus Couch will be there, my usual co-host. He's actually giving me a tour of the area, so I'll introduce you to him, and I consider him a cool peep. I'm getting hungry, because I think of peeps are those cool marshmallow things. But wow, that sounded like a goat. Anyways, Rebecca, I'll give the courtesy to you to wrap it up here. Tell us what you're up to. Got any themes in the works? So where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter. I'm Rebecca Gill, and my newest theme is named after Miss Carrie Dills, and it should be coming out in a couple of weeks as soon as we can get all of our stinking client builds done. And for events, I'm actually going dark because it's summer and I don't leave Michigan, but I'll be at Cabo Press in September.
Excellent. I don't blame you. Beautiful Michigan. Michigan's beautiful in the summertime, but terrible in that 18-month-long winter they have.
Yeah, I don't think you're very far from me, so.
Oh, well, yes. So I did experience that 18-month-long winter.
Yes, you did.
Thank God that's over with. Holy smokes. But ladies, it was a pleasure having you all on talking about this topic. I feel it's increased my confidence in the topic, and I think the overall point here that we've made is don't be afraid to step up. Don't be afraid to ask anybody any questions here in the WordPress community. And it's not as bad as maybe some people make it out to be, the whole topic of women in tech and stuff. And we're still improving. We're still trying to create the right environment to bring everybody along, every race, creed, color, whatever, age, bring them all on board. Let's all be one big happy family moving along this open source journey we're on. Man, I sound like I'm in Colorado. But just awesome stuff, and I won't be so afraid to really talk about it, maybe speak my mind now, because I've sort of gotten over the hump now. So I'm going to, as soon as I get off Twitter, I'm going to search some hashtags. I'm going to get in on this conversation. Actually, no, that's a bad idea. I will not do that. But thanks a lot. Thanks to all three of you for spending some quality time here on the show, and I can't wait to meet all three of you again at whatever work camps, wherever our paths may cross, which they will.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all. So, I hope our listeners out there enjoyed that show. Like I said, it was something different from the ordinary, but it's to me is sort of an important topic. And, you know, usually we don't have women on the show as guests, and it's not by choice. It's not like Marcus and I are saying, you know, what male authority can we bring on next? You know, it's not like that. It's just overall the people we find, you know, interesting or that we want to have on the show just happen to be male. I mean, I have no problem bringing a woman on the show. Hell, I brought three on tonight. And so it was just a great show, great topic. And looking forward to hear your feedback. If you have any feedback on anything we discussed tonight, I'd love to see an email from you at jeffc@wptavern.com. I'd love to hear what you guys thought about the show. So to wrap it up here, I'm going to give you a couple news tidbits of the week, because some of them are really important. The first is that WordPress 4.2 Powell was released last week. We've been talking about this for a while, and some of the cool new features inside of 4.2 is the Press This Bookmarklet, which has been completely overhauled and revamped. It's actually really cool and neat to use. So check that out. It's located in the Tools menu if you want to check that out if you've upgraded to WordPress 4.2 already. You can now switch themes in the customizer. So just another feature that's been added to the customizer, because we love to put all the things in the customizer. At least that's the way it seems to be going. But now, you know, the convenience is there. If you're in the customizer and want to switch themes, you could do that now without having to go through the back end of WordPress to do it. Of course, there's emoji support. You could do native Chinese, Japanese, and Korean characters are now supported natively within WordPress. There's also the enhanced plugin updates where you can update a plugin inline instead of having to go through this process that involves multiple screens. There's also several improvements under the hood, all kinds of wonderful, great stuff. So, you know, I encourage you to upgrade to 4.2 if you have not already, especially if you want to maintain a secure website. I got to tell you, between last week and early this week, I can't think of a name to describe it, only that, boy, the update system went crazy between all the security updates, the point releases to fix critical bugs. In my years of writing about WordPress the past 2 weeks, I've never seen anything like it. Plus the big security coordinated effort with several different plugins. I mean, that was crazy. But on April 27th, so this is just a few days ago, back on Monday, WordPress 4.2.1 was released to patch a zero-day vulnerability, something that was immediately discovered, disclosed, and potentially was being used in the wild. The core security team for WordPress really had to work fast to get a patch out there, because there were some issues with the disclosure process, which I'm in the process of figuring out. Because according to the researcher who wrote the disclosure post, they had said that the WordPress team pretty much went silent on them. There was a lack of communication between November and when they published the post. So I'm in the process of figuring out what happened. That's a very interesting part of the story. But regardless, 4.2.1 is the latest version. The security patch has been backported to earlier versions, but really you should, if at all possible, please be using the latest stable version of WordPress, which right now is 4.2.1. So keep tabs on that. And let's see. One more thing here, the website managewordpress.org, which is a website used to, you can vote up news topics, submit news topics. It's sort of a community-run WordPress news hub. They introduced a new tool called the WordPress Events Hub. So it's cool. You go over to the website and they have this map overlay, kind of sort of looks like Google Maps. I'm not sure if, yes, it's powered by Google Maps. And you can see these different markers across the world on meetups, WordPress-specific events, or WordCamps. So this is really cool because if you visit WordCamp Central, which has a schedule and a list of the WordCamps, there's no map in place to show you where they are. The same thing with meetups. You can do a search for WordPress meetups, and there's a ton of them, but there's no way to see where they're located without going through each one individually, having to look it up on the map. So this sort of fills a hole, a gap, and shows all three types of WordPress events all on web page, and it's really cool. Now, the only thing about it is they've chosen not to, or I don't even think it's possible yet because of the APIs, but they've chosen not to automatically populate the maps with existing meetups through meetup.com and WordCamps through WordCamp Central or WordCamp.org. So they're working on it. I'm not sure if they'll ever get to the point where they'll auto-populate things, but if you have to go to the page, create an event, that way it shows that you own it or you're the maintainer, the organizer of it. You put in your details, and that's that. So just a pretty cool thing to check out if you're looking to see if there's a meetup in your neighborhood. I think for now, I'd still go to meetup.com because that's everything's already there, and it's been there for a long time. And the second way I'd see if a meetup is close by in your area or even a WordCamp would be this WordPress Events Hub on Manage WordPress. ManageWP.org, and all of these things will be linked to in the show notes. Boy, so I gotta tell you, without a co-host, this show's hard. You know, I'm out of breath. I gotta get in shape here. But we have no plugin picks of the week. I don't want to dishonor Marcus's segment of the show by doing that. So I'm gonna close it out here and say that next week our guest is supposed to be Dan Griffiths, who is one of the primary developers of Easy Digital Downloads. And I can't wait to talk to him because he has an interesting story that's led him into to the WordPress sphere. And I'm going to give him the opportunity to tell us what that story is and how WordPress has helped change his life, especially by working with Easy Digital Downloads. So that's what we're going to talk about next week. And you can catch show notes for this episode and every other episode on WPTavern.com. And, of course, you could find me on Twitter at Jeffro. That's JeffFR0. And Marcus Couch, you could follow him at MarcusCouch.com and at Marcus Couch, all one word. And until next week, everybody have a safe and enjoyable rest of the week, and I'll talk to you again next Wednesday evening. Until then, take care.